lineup changes you can tell us about? Or?
We'll see game time.
Okay, it's the fourth game of the season. You're having an optional practice on a game day. Is there something up with that?
No, we had two good practice days this week, and we're playing 3 and 4 days, and we're just exercising our choice as coaches.
So maybe
3 and 4 harder than back to back. Or is it harder if the back to back is at the back end of the 3 or 4?
Well, the back to back's a lot harder at the back of it for me, you know. But the 3 and 4 is just as testy as the back to back for me.
What are the keys when you face a team that hasn't won a game yet this
year? Well, the beginning of the game is going to be important. We know the emphasis there, you know. We have to play our game. We have to focus on our game. I mean, these guys are going to have some urgency. They've moved some people around. They've called up people that they think can help the dynamics of their team. So, you know, you expect that they're going to be ready to go. And that's going to be our biggest challenge, is how well we start and how well we play the game. We have some areas we've got to get better besides the starts.
You're up against a team that's one of the best face-off teams
yeah.
in the league. Has it been focus, a combination of just not having a feel for players on the other team, and where do you think that's coming from then?
Well, a lot of it's coming from this division. Like, we find when we talk to our centers, is they're just getting used to trying to figure out who the opponents are. And we have a young center in Mark that's just new to the league, so there's a lot of combination of things there. The other thing is that we feel we're not getting enough help from our wingers, and so we have to do a better job there. But it's been a challenge. This conference looks like it's stronger on face-offs in the battle areas, and to me it is a battle area. That's one of the big differences. But it's not just the focus on the center. It's the focus on everybody, the whole team, you know, defensemen and face-offs. And, you know, I think that's the key for us.
One thing to see it on video, too, and then another in practice, right? You need to know tendencies.
Well, there's tendencies of different things, you know, the players, and there's, like, these guys are strong on face-offs, and last time they've given us grief already here this year, you know, so, and we know those things. We have to do a better job, you know. To me, that's just bearing down and being more intense. And, you know, you got to figure it out, but we've played them a couple of times, so we should know their centers to a fair degree.
Does watching video help your centermen if they watch the other guys, or does it actually have to happen in a game?
Well, I think you have to. Yeah, there's a combination of things. I don't want to get into it too much, but, you know, the face-offs are always a game within a game. I think the more you know about the centers, the better off you are to prepare for what might work for you.